This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic phrase of the day today, other than emergency rate cut, I guess, is import substitution. I bring it up because the United Kingdom, as we all know, now out of the European Union, has a somewhat critical need to make new trade deals with the United States, yes, but also with its former partners in the EU. And as the Brexit debate proved divisive, so too is the trade deal negotiation debate inside the UK proving divisive, with some Brits wanting a close trading relationship with the EU, others wanting far more distance. From a factory in the southern county of Kent, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is our main processing area where fresh fruit comes in.
Nimisha Raja chose the worst possible time to start this business making a healthy snack, fruit and vegetable chips. She launched the company in 2016, just before the UK voted to leave the European Union.
We were buying fruit from the EU, France, Italy, Germany, and all the fruit was so much cheaper coming in from the EU when we started.
But after the vote for Brexit, the pound tumbled and her costs skyrocketed.
Apples or beetroot, whatever we were buying, was much more expensive. And we found as time went on that actually it was cheaper to buy in the UK.
She now sources some 80% of her produce here and makes a virtue of it in her advertising. She's no fan of Brexit, but concedes that increased trouble trading with the EU could have an upside.
I think we're all a little bit keener to deal with other British manufacturers and suppliers wherever possible. I think it's absolutely going to be a great thing to be able to buy British produce and British manufactured goods here.
More than 100 miles away in his engineering factory in Birmingham in the British Midlands, Jules Morgan makes equipment for boats and ships. He's also turned to a British supplier and away from a German company that made a critical component for one of his pumps.
We brought it back to the UK and we worked with a particular supplier of a similar product to make us something that suited our needs.
And you're happy with the replacement?
I'm much happier.
Dealing with British suppliers, he says, shortens his supply chain, keeps his costs stable, promotes efficiency and reduces his carbon footprint. If trade barriers do go up between the UK and the EU, he says, British industry could prosper.
Paradoxically, the absence of a free trade agreement with the EU could actually boost British manufacturing.
I think that we are going to see a renaissance in British manufacturing.
But one of the biggest manufacturers in Britain doesn't share that optimism.
The new Nissan Leaf. Simply amazing.
The Japanese car company Nissan denied a report that its UK plant might benefit from the lack of a free trade deal with the EU. Professor David Bailey of Birmingham Business School agrees with Nissan.
A car that's made in the UK might involve 60 or 65% content from Europe. We've got these supply chains that are kind of integrated across Europe. So if you start to put trade barriers in, that makes it difficult for car makers to produce in the UK.
Bailey predicts dire consequences for automaking in the UK if the country fails to strike a trade deal with Brussels.
The hit to output in the UK of a no-trade deal could be of the order of 175,000 units a year. That's over 10%. And then longer term, output could fall by another 500,000. So from the industry's point of view, no trade deal would be catastrophic.
But marine equipment manufacturer Jules Morgan says long and complex supply chains no longer make sense. The disruption caused by the coronavirus has underscored the fragility of that system. A hard Brexit, he says, could help bring more manufacturing back to Britain. In Birmingham, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.